This is what a gathering of over 1,500 Muslim women looks like. In Tehran, nearly 700 female intellectuals, scholars, and activists from around the world are discussing the role of Muslim women in ousting autocratic rulers in the Middle East and North Africa with the Iranian hosts and participants. Women representing nations that first and foremost want their movement to be known to the world as an Islamic awakening.
They're trying to make it look as if it's not a religious movement, and they keep calling it the Arab Spring. But look at what the people are asking for right now. They want the teachings of our Prophet to be the pillars of the society.
An issue explicitly echoed by Secretary General of the World Assembly of the Islamic Awakening.
Election results in countries like Egypt and Tunisia show the people's commitment to Islamic principles.
Achievements and demands, international relations and interactions, as well as the issue of the family, became topics these women had a lot to share about, while others, like 10-year-old Fatima, were simply happy to have found somewhere to freely voice their sentiments.
In Bahrain, my mother, I saw my mother and my brother's wife is beaten with the police, and they pull out her scarf.
But above all, the conference became a place to discuss the role that women play in the movement.
There's a saying that says, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. And that hand is the mother, and that is the woman.
What women can do is really important because they're the pillars of the family. They're the ones that teach children what values to hold dear.
Hanna Muhammad was one of the many who cheered as President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad outlined the reasons for holding this conference.
In order to acknowledge your efforts and sacrifices, I want to point out how important you are. Let's not forget that no movement in the world has ever achieved its goals without the support of women.
This is the fourth conference organized by the World Assembly of the Islamic Awakening since the movement began in January 2011. A General Assembly, an Assembly of the Youth and later Poets, was held in Tehran last year.
Over the next 2 days, these women will be focusing on the role that they've played in the Islamic Awakening movement. They will try to create a positive dialogue and promote unity. They will also be focusing on more awareness regarding the threats and opportunities facing the movement. Yusuf Shahmadi, Press TV, Tehran.